Airdrie was reporting 190 active COVID-19 cases as of August 31, an increase from 135 cases on August 24. The new case count means Airdrie had seen a total of 4,161 COVID-19 cases as of that date, including 3,952 recoveries and 19 deaths. According to figures updated daily on airdrie.ca, in terms of vaccinations, 77.7% of eligible Airdronians have received their first dose, while 69.7% are fully vaccinated. These numbers are in line with provincial figures, as 77.9% of Albertans 12 and older are vaccinated with one dose, and 69.7% are vaccinated with two doses. Alberta is continuing to see a considerable spike in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations and ICU admissions. As of September 1, 431 Albertans were hospitalized with the virus, with 106 patients in the ICU. There were 11,660 active cases as of that date, with a testing positivity rate of 10.61%. Amid the fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic in Alberta, Edmonton City Council voted to reinstate mandatory masking in indoor public spaces, starting September 3. The measure passed in a 9-2 vote, and will be in effect until December 31, unless Council rescinds the bylaw before then, according to a report from CTV News Edmonton. On August 30, the provincial government announced a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine will be available starting September 1 to all seniors living in congregate care facilities and for immune-compromised Albertans. This was among the first demographic to receive the COVID-19 vaccines earlier this year. According to Alberta Health Services, receiving a third dose will boost immunity levels and improve protection. The data shows that additional doses will offer stronger protection for immune-compromised individuals and older Albertans living in supportive living facilities, said Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, in a news release. Just as we offered these individuals earlier access to COVID-19 vaccines and a shorter 4-week interval between doses, we will continue to work to protect all Albertans as new data emerges. However, the best way for us to protect each other is still for as many people as possible to be fully immunized.